In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to tell you a story from Judges 7 about Gideon and Midian. And so the rhyme doesn't confuse anyone in our story. Gideon is the good guy. Gideon and good both begin with G. That's how we can remember. Anyway, Gideon was leader of Israel during the time of the Judges. Midian was not a person at this time, but an enormous tribe. Midian had been harassing Israel for some 7 years, stealing crops, stealing animals, wreaking havoc here and here. And finally, Gideon, as Israel's leader and judge, had enough. Gideon assembles an army of 32,000 soldiers and goes out against Midian. But as the armies are camped that night, preparing for battle the next day, everyone in Israel notices something. Even with 32,000 soldiers, they are vastly outnumbered. Midian brought 135,000. So Gideon, of course, asks God for help. The Lord responds, "You have too many soldiers. Too many soldiers for me to help. If I help now, even with only 32,000 going against 135,000, your army's going to take all the credit. So, tell everyone who's scared to go home." Now, Gideon's not too sure about this strategy, but dutifully makes the announcement. Everyone who's frightened by Midian can go home, no strings attached. 22,000 soldiers get up and leave, leaving Gideon with only 10,000 to go against 135,000. What does God say? Still too many. Still too many. Take your army down to the lake and have them drink. Whoever kneels down and laps up water like a dog, send home. Whoever scoops water into his hands and laps out of his hands can stay. Out of 10,000 soldiers going to the lake, 9,700 kneel down and are sent home, leaving Gideon with 300 to go against 135,000. And God says, "Now we're talking. Now you'll see my power." So Gideon gives each of his 300 men a trumpet in one hand and in the other a blazing torch shielded by a clay pot. And quietly the 300 men surround the Midian army. And on the signal, the 300 men break their pot with the trumpet, and the blazing torches light up the night, and the Midianites were terrified. And in the chaos that follows, 120,000 Midian soldiers kill each other in the chaos, and the remaining 15,000 flee. And not a sword was drawn by the people of God. It was a battle won by light. It's a fascinating, exciting, memorable story. It's one worth reading frequently. But what does it have to do with living your life in Jesus Christ? We don't fight literal armies camped against us. Our battle is spiritual, and the New Testament tells us that it's not against flesh and blood that we wrestle, but against powers of darkness. And we are commissioned to bring the light of Christ to our battles. And more than commissioned, we are enabled to bring the light of Christ. We are equipped to bring the light of Christ. We are empowered to bring the light of Christ. The same God that said, "Let there be light," shines in you. We heard in our epistle today to the Corinthians, it is the same God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness that shines in our hearts, giving the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The same God that said, "Let there be light," shines in your heart with the glory of God. We've been given the ability to give the light of the glory of God. And because God shines in your heart, you then can give that light. You can give that light. It's in there. That light inside you is a burning torch 1,000 times brighter than any torch carried by one of Gideon's soldiers. And just as 300 of Gideon's soldiers defeated 135,000 Midian soldiers using light, you can use the light of the glory of God that is in you to defeat sin and to commence healing. When you have sin that has grown to strength and cunning of the Midian army inside you, the light of God is still brighter. The light of God inside you is still brighter. And when you have grief darker than the darkest night, the light of God inside you is still brighter. And when you have anxiety or pain or judgment or greed or doubt or any of the other things that plague us, and when they are camped against you night and day, the light of God inside you is brighter. Now, I don't know about you, but when I get bogged down with anxiety or pain or doubt or grief or sin, I have trouble seeing that light. I have trouble feeling that light inside me. All I can see is the big army, the army 1,000 times bigger than myself. All I feel is the weight. Where is the light the Bible promised? Where is the glory of God that's supposed to drive away the darkness? Why don't I see it when I'm in the midst of it? Why don't I feel it? Well, the very next verse says, we have this treasure of light. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure. We have this light, but it's in earthen vessels. This light is dwelling in broken bodies. The light is dwelling in wounded souls. And while that might make us feel weak, God says it should do the opposite. God says it should do the opposite because then in our weakness, we turn to God as the source of strength. God's light shines brightest through broken bodies and wounded souls. Remember when good Gideon was going to go against Midian, God had Gideon lower his numbers. So Gideon and the Israelite army would put their faith in God and not themselves. And notice in doing so, what does God get rid of? He gets rid of the fearful and he gets rid of the animal, the people that were acting like dogs. And that's symbolic. When we put aside our animal instincts and when we put aside our fear, all that's left is the tiny broken piece ready to shine with the light of God. All that's left is that little bit of image that's in us that is indelible and unbreakable. The tiny piece called me that feels too weak to win, but still is where the light of God and the image of God rests. And that's when God says we're ready. And I say, Lord, I don't see it. I don't feel it. I'm clay. I only see clay. And God says, on my signal, we're going to break the clay. On my signal, we're going to break the pot. And oh, the light that will shine, a light enough to defeat your enemies. Gideon's armies had to smash their clay pots to let the blazing torches shine. And sometimes all we need to do to let God's light shine in us is get out of the way. Get out of the way, break our own will, break our own agendas, break our own habits, surrender our wounds, surrender our brokenness, and dismiss our sins. In other words, break the clay so the light can shine in you. The same God that said, let there be light, shines in you with unimaginable glory. But because we have this treasure in earthen vessels, broken bodies and wounded souls, we don't always see and we don't always feel the light, but it's there. And it's enough to defeat your darkest armies. First, break the clay, get out of the way, and great is the light that will shine. Amen.